Está ahí como...
Coach O'Leary, he's about to yell at me for my hat. Guess what, Coach? Oh, but hell of a night. That was awesome. Proud of these kids. Proud of this team. The coaching staff. Proud of everybody. Administration. Everyone. This has been a long time coming. These kids worked to get it, to get to this point, to be able to reap the reward for getting to six wins in a season. And the good thing is the season's not over. So, we had some ups and some downs in the game. First off, I want to say credit to Dino Babers and the job he's done up there and what he's been able to do. And when you look at a coach and you judge a football coach, and I don't know if I should say this or not, but when you judge a football coach, you judge how their team plays when adversity hits. And do they play for four quarters? All right, and that football team there, it played for four quarters. All right, they don't have any quarterbacks. They've lost their quarterbacks, and they were able to still find a way to still come out and compete, all right, for three straight weeks. So credit to the job they did, staff, and he's a hell of a football coach. All right, so we had some ups and downs in the game, some swings in the game, but I thought our guys really stayed true to what they were trying to do and stayed true to the plan. We didn't try to reinvent the wheel at times on either side, and we were able to come up with some key plays. Defensively, I thought we started off really well. The biggest thing I was pleased to see tonight was our defense. There were four, five, six people, on the ball carrier. We really simplified things in this game, ran some simplified things within the plan, allowed the big guys up front to be able to do what they do. And I thought Jalen King we put him in a position to be kind of a rover type guy on the back end and be hat on the ball. So good plan put together by the defensive guys and being able to do that. And came up with some key turnovers at key times. It was a big momentum shift coming out of halftime to get the fumble recovery and then be able to score quickly there. And then, they were, they were keeping the ball. And, a couple times we needed to get off the field and we needed to sustain on offense. But then to see us get the ball back at the end of the game and be able to go down and do what we did and get some first downs and take the ball down and take the clock down there, that was very pleasing to see. So, all in all, really excited for this team, excited for Georgia Tech. With that, any questions?
Questions? Start here, Garrett.
Coach, as a former offensive lineman, you see your offense come out and run the ball nine straight times outside of these two penalties.
We weren't throwing it.
What does that mean for you? Like, you're an offensive lineman at heart, so what does that mean for
at
you?
At heart. From head to toe, dog.
What does that mean for you? What does that say about your football team?
No, it says a lot about those guys. I mean, that's what you want to be able to do. You talk about 4-minute offense and being able to end the game like that. That's what you want to do. You don't want to be able to, the lowest risk that there is for the other team to be able to get the ball back, and that's to secure the football and be able to run it and get positive plays. So I was pleased to see that. I thought it was really a culmination of 60 minutes in the game where they continued to stay after those guys up front, and some of the things that early on that might have been a 0-yard gain or 1 or 2-yard gain really started going to 4 or 5 and then 8, 9-yard gains there later then.
How's it feel? This has been something that you haven't wanted to talk about, but it's obviously a goal for you to get bowl eligible in your first year as a head coach, your first full year as a head coach. Just how does it feel like as a Georgia Tech guy and as a coach?
What do you think I'm going to say? Feels damn good, man. It's awesome. I mean, I'm so happy for those kids. So happy for the staff, for Georgia Tech. Right? It's what we belong in bowl games. That's where we belong. That's the expectation that should be at this place every single year.
Thanks. Go back here.
Just to piggyback off that, you were hugging a lot of people after the game. It clearly meant a lot to you and to the players. You mentioned on Tuesday that you brought this up with the team on Sunday, but to now actually get to that point, what does it mean to the program to be there again, to back in a bowl game? know you still have a game left to play, but you know you're going bowling.
Yeah, it does. It means it's extra. You know, yeah, the bowl games are great. It's an extension of your season. You know, to be able to play in the postseason, but it's also an extension of practice time. It's an extension of development of players. It's an extension to continue to get better as a program, get individually and collectively in offense, defense, and special teams. And we've got to continue to improve, and now we've got more of an opportunity to do that.
Chad.
How about to do it on a night
code
with Coach O'Leary here, but
what is it
kind of make
it happen? I didn't even know he was here until after the game. I turned my hat around, so that was – no, I mean, to have Coach O'Leary here, to have the – you know, what, 40 something of my former teammates and coaches. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, to go out there and do the interview with the network, and a lot of those guys were still out in the stands waiting behind there, and a lot of memories. And you know, we talk about the 98 team that was here, and success that we had as a football team. But success doesn't come unless you've had failures, and you learn from those failures. You learn from the when you stumble, and the prior year, we had made a first bowl game in a long time, right? And it was the Carquest Bowl in 1997. And that's what I equate this to now. That was a huge stepping stone for us as a program, right? Now, I don't know if I'm even allowed to do the type of bowl practices that we did back then. I was reminded yesterday of red team and green team, right? They had to, like, stay out afterwards. We did two-a-days, guys. We did a full week of two-a-days. 7 days, 2 practices a day, 2 hours of practice. Then went to the bowl site, right, and practiced the same way. We didn't do 2 a days. They wouldn't let us then. We had bowl activities, thank goodness. But it was really cool to have Coach here. Coach and Sawmill, where's it? John at? There's Coach. But I can't see anything right now. But it was cool to see those guys and see those players.
Right.
You and the players talked a lot during the year about, you know, if you have a bad play, put it behind you and keep moving forward. There was some good examples of that tonight. I mean, Haynes struggled a little.
In what ways?
At the interception.
Right. A lot of people struggle. A lot of people had struggles out there tonight. Yeah. Well, we can name them, all of them now.
Yeah. Well, and then he comes back and, you know, throws a 53-yard touchdown pass. He takes it by himself and makes some big runs.
Put the ball in his hand and ran. He got some key first downs there at the end. Yeah. I thought he did a hell of a job tonight.
Yeah. And then, of course, the offensive line, you know, you weren't getting the yards you wanted on first or second down, and then they come out on that last drive and take care of business.
Yeah, we rushed for, what, 220 tonight? I'm not a stats guy or anything. I think we rushed for 220. We had 400 yards of total offense, 31 points, and took a knee on the 1 yard line. I think he did a hell of a job.
Coach Key, speaking of working back off failures, Jamal Hinson, that here a few minutes ago, made a big point to say how it boosted his confidence when you reassured him after his uncharacteristic fumble. Is that just about him, or is that your general philosophy at work?
It depends. It's by the individual. It's by the mistake that happens. But look, I knew we were going to need Jamal later in the game. I knew we were going to need the ability to run the football. I knew, you know, between him and Dante, you know, Haynes, those guys that were able to put the ball in their hand there at the end. You know, so to dwell on a mistake like that was a big fumble. Yeah, I mean, that's not something that's not characteristic of him. All right, you know, we'll have to look at it closely and see exactly why and how it happened, and make sure it doesn't happen again. All right, but he was raging mad. And right, you can't let that carry over to the next play, not in the game. That's what tomorrow's for, is to make corrections and adjustments.
Ken.
This has been an interesting season for you, a lot of ups and downs. Can I ask you to sort of reflect on where the team has come from in the beginning to where you think they're going?
Ask me after the bowl game. We got a game next week.
Time for a couple more up here on the back.
Coach, how would you describe the emotions like immediately after the game, getting to celebrate the win with the students and the team on the field, and just that sheer moment of joy at achieving the goal?
Yeah, that moment of joy is for winning the game. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited to be able to go to a bowl game. But, I mean, I celebrate like that after every time we win a game. I mean, it's – you win a game, I mean, I've said it before, 50% of the teams every Saturday lose, man. All right, so, you know, winning's hard. It's hard to win, right? And I'm gonna enjoy the heck out of it, man. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna enjoy the people that came here to celebrate, right, and celebrate with them. And the fans that stayed, the student section that stayed. Right? Heck yeah, I'm gonna enjoy it. I don't care who we beat or what the outcome is. All right, I'm gonna enjoy winning. How did I feel?
Or what did that feel like as a coach, as a leader of the locker room? I don't know how to answer it.
Awesome. Good. No. You're fine. It feels. That's what you expect.
I guess I'm holding that question. I apologize.
No. That's
Kelly.
I was gonna ask you about the Vermont backers. If you know. They've been maligned at times this season. It's not been easy for them, new group, new coach. And I thought Kyle Eifert had a tremendous game. Paul, Braylon Oliver, Tatum, all made plays for you tonight.
Trent made a huge play.
Yeah.
Huge play, man.
Golly. Two basically forced turnover and interception.
Yeah, he's been playing solid ball. This year he's getting better each week. I thought those guys, they were key. I mean, we played really, old school stack fits and kept those guys in the box, so there wasn't a lot of displacement of them with all the window dressing and jet motion they had within their offense, and we were able to keep those guys in the box and have them play downhill, and that's what we needed tonight.
Okay. Chad, if you want to wrap us up.
Since you brought up having one more game to play, any early thoughts on Georgia?
What do you think, I've been watching film on them?
Yeah, I did.
No. Not at all.
Not even a little.
I don't do that.
Well, without having seen any film.
We'll talk about it on Tuesday.
Coach, thank you.
Go Jackets!
What'd they say about Boris getting
this
is going to be an
awful
record.
Yeah. I mean, he said
that's what TV said.
TV, something about spitting.
They spit in our face. Oh, not that I don't condone
it. Yeah. But it probably does happen all the time.